Parashat Parashat Kisetze, there is a fascinating part of it, a mitzvah over here, that is unique in as much as the Gemara says that a person's never ever going to go to the Rav and ask him a shayla in this particular event. Yeah? A person has a chicken shayla, a person has a momenus shayla, a person does not have a shayla of Ben Soira Meira. Doesn't come and say to the Rav, I've got Shai Ben Soira Meira, you pass me yes or no. The Gemara says, in here, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin, so the Gemara says, V'chi, yeah, V'chi, a person, V'omer of Shimon, V'chi mipnei she'ochal zeh, he's dealing with a child, 13 to 13 and 3 months. He ate tartima bosa, a certain measurement of meat, and he drank a certain amount of good quality wine. Your parents going to call, take him out to be stoned. It never was, and it never will be. If so, why write it in the Torah? Seems to be irrelevant. Learn it and get schar. So the Am Mefarshim, the famous Rabbi Sol Talanta, says the whole Torah is derosh v'kabel schar. For learning Hilchus Lulav, which is very relevant, Dorish v'kabel schar. And if you learn Hilchus Shabbos, Dorish v'kabel schar, why do you need to have a parasha in the Torah, Dorish v'kabel schar? So you answer the well-known teret that it's important to learn sometimes in the Torah that even something is absolutely not relevant b'chlal, the mere fact that Limud Torah itself, the learning of Torah itself, has an incredible value to a person just merely learning it. That if you have several parashas in Torah, that Dorish v'kabel schar. Most of the Bali Musa and the Achreinim learn differently. And they learn that although practically it will not be a Ben Soira Meira, the Rosh V'Kabbalah Schar means if you learn through the parasha carefully, the darshaning of the parasha, learning through the parasha, message of the parasha is so strong that you'll get Kabbalah Schar, you'll walk away with incredible Schar, you'll walk away with tremendous limudim that you'll learn for generations from this parasha. So let's go through this parasha carefully and learn various different interesting diyukim in this parasha and what they come out with. So if you look in Perek Chof Beis, Posuk Yudches, we'll see as many as we can to get in today. Ki yeh le'ish ben soira umayra. If there be to a person ben soira umayra. Now, I just want to just point out, umayra, it says over here, mem vav reish hey, fully, umayra. Yeah? So be to ish ben soira, inele shmeh b'koil ovi b'koil ima, doesn't listen, not listen to his father. V'yisra oysa le'ishmael, does not listen to them. So, number one, if you look in Posuk Yudches, it says Seira Umayra with a Vav. And in Posuk Chof, it says Ze Seira Umayra without a Vav. Right? Diuk number one. Enenu Shmeya Bekoleinu. Now, diuk number two, when you're talking about the parents, the story, so it happens to be a kiyile ish ben soira meira, enenu shmei b'koil aviv u'b'koil imoy. They don't listen to the father's voice nor the mother's voice. Okay? Carries on the parasha, and they say, he's not listening to our voice. Why does it say, enenu shmei b'koil aviv u'b'koil imoy? Why is it enenu shmei b'koilenu in that case? And there's various other diukim. So let's go slowly over here. The stipler says, lesson number one is that it's very difficult for parents to be objective to the children's misbehavior. It's very difficult to see a child doing something and pointing out that what this child is doing is something wrong, especially if oneself has that same problem and you see that it's going over to the child. A father may have a middah of kas, and you see a child has a very bad temper. It's very difficult to identify and try and deal with that bad middah, because ultimately it's reflecting badly on himself. What parents sometimes do is, the kid is tired, they're starting a new school year, it's his bad friends, you know, they'll always wrap it up. They'll try and wrap it up and try and gloss it over and never really come to terms with it. And then, and rebbeim or teachers have a very difficult time saying to a parent, by the way, your child is fantastic. But, you ever heard that? Yeah? But, yeah? So they to hear that but, you know, your child has incredible anger issues. No, it's just, it's probably, he told me the air conditioning doesn't work very well in the classroom.
Yeah. The teacher doesn't know. I was a teacher for 30 years.
Yeah, the teacher doesn't know how to teach. Yeah. And if he worked a little bit harder, he wouldn't have these problems. Exactly. Right? It's very hard for parents to do this. If a parent is able to identify that there are certain issues that have to be worked on with their kids, the whole situation will be a lot easier. And that's what the psychiatrist says. Kiyila ish ben soyer moira. Moira is like a mora. More is a teacher. When it comes to moreut, when it comes to teacherhood, dealings with teachers, kiyilish ben soyer moira. If a person ends up with a ben soyer moira, which means if a person ends up with a wayward child, you should just know it's because the pasuk says, "Va'omer elzikin ira b'neinu ze soyer umoira." It's because the parent at beginning did not see the moira over here is a letter missing. The parent did not notice at the beginning there's anything wrong with the child. It becomes a ben soyer umoira if the parents later on amongst themselves are not able to identify there's a soyer umoira here, there's something missing with their kids. If a parent is able to identify there's something wrong, something can be done. Something can be discussed. It could be a physical problem, it could be an emotional problem, it could be a spiritual problem, it could be many different things. But it's something to start off with. So a child becomes a ben soyer umoira, becomes misbehaved, if because later on umoira, later on, the parent did not recognize there's something missing in the child. There's a vav missing. That is a cause of what happened previously as a ben soyer umoira. That's the stipler, it's a beautiful piece of the stipler. But it's more than that. The pasuk says, Einenu shemea. This is a beautiful vort which they say over the name of Ramot Chagifta. Einenu shemea bekoil ovi bekoil imoi. Yeah? Or they say later on, Einenu shemea bekoilenu. He's not hearing our voice. A child doesn't hear a voice. A child should hear words, should hear instructions. A child should hear what is being told, not a voice. Koilenu means a voice. Einenu shemea bekoilenu does not hear our voice. It means they're sounds. Right? It should say, Einenu shemea divreinu, does not listen to our words, does not listen to our tziveinu, to our commands. What's Einenu shemea bekoilenu? Does not hear, there's like a voice, there's like a noise. What's pshat? Sil Gifter says a very, very beautiful pshat, and he says that, and this is apparent, I believe today, far, the difficulties are far stronger today than it was. And that is, there's a certain element of communication problems between parents, based on the fact that children believe parents are archaic. Parents are dinosaurs. Yeah? Dad's walking around with an iPhone 5. I mean, come on. I mean, well, how on earth can he, I mean, this guy, how on earth can he talk to me? Right? And just because, you know, he doesn't believe this. Come on, the world's changed, Dad. You know, we're not living in the 90s anymore, the 80s, or, come on, you know? And there's a certain communication, and the parent struggles to give over that message to the kid. And if he doesn't, you know, okay, you're right, maybe I'm right. Says a Motcha Gifter, there's an obligation. And certainly it's very, very, it's a tremendous value to be able to identify with a child, to come and speak to him on his level, and to understand where he's coming from, and sometimes things have changed, yeah? And be able to speak to him, and explain to him why something is so. However, when that fails, and you cannot, and you're not able to speak to him, and you're not able to explain it to him, it doesn't mean that it's invalid. This word that when you're older you'll understand, or when you grow up you'll understand, is not wrong. When he is older, he will understand. And therefore, what the child hears sometimes is for the brain of, certainly he understands words and he understands a message. But sometimes to a child it's koilenu. Sometimes to a child all he hears is noise. And all he hears is a koil, all he hears is a noise, and he's not able to identify what the father's saying. Yep.
Children see what the parents do, and the words are just noise. They don't have meaning, and it, you know, and the child feels that he's getting quality attention, and the words can have
effect. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. A 13-year-old child. 13 to 13 and 3 months. Absolutely. What the Pasuk is saying over here is, Einenu shemea bekoilenu means that this child is not able to understand that sometimes even a koil he has to understand. Even a noise he has to understand. Even if he doesn't understand, he's got to do it. A child who does not understand that sometimes even a koil, even something he doesn't understand, he still has to do, can end up a ben soyer umoira. Not everything you have to understand. Not everything. You've got to trust us on this one. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I don't. You're right. I'm not as developed as you are, and I'm not able. And some parents really do not are not able to express themselves to the children, which is a chisorin. But there has to be a kolenu element there, that even if you don't understand, there's a kol is just a noise, you've got to listen. Because if not, you can end up a ben soyer amora. That is a matzah gifter. It's a beautiful vort of matzah gifter. Children are able to pick parents apart. You know, even little two-year-olds, I've got a little two-year-old, just three, he'd go along and he'd ask me for a packet of Bamba. And I say no. So he goes to mummy and says, mummy, can I have a packet of Bamba? Right? And he'll try. And he'll go, and he's able to identify at various different levels exactly where the weaker, where the chink is in the armor, where the weaker thing is. Parents have a right to disagree. Parents have a right to disagree. They have different views. The mother could be more compassionate. The father could be more strict. Parents have a right to disagree. But parents cannot disagree in front of the children. Parents cannot disagree and say to the children, you go to dad, dad says yes, and mum says no, or mum says no and dad says yes. You can't do that. Once parents disagree and are not speaking on the same language, not together, the children is a bo kosov ashushi v'achriya b'neim. Yeah, the third opinion will come and give his opinion. A child has got to have stability. A child has to know that mum and dad are speaking the same language. This is meduyik in this week's. And Rav Zev Lev says it in truth as I found it in Rav Hirsch. He says the same thing. The Pasuk says, it's two diyukim. Kiel ish ben sorimer, enenu shmei v'koil oviv u'v'koil imoy. The Gemara says that if it's koil oviv u'v'koil imoy, they've got to have the same voice. The parents, both the parents have to have the same voice. They're both the same standing and the same voice. So the Gemara said that's impossible. Because if the mother has a father's voice, then she probably can't give birth. Right? If a father has a mother's voice, he also probably can't give. So that's impossible. So it must be learnt Dorish Kabbalah Schar, says Rav Hirsch. Dorish Kabbalah Schar means that it's learnt as a moshel, that the parents both have the same voice. They're both speaking the same language. They both are on a united front. They're both speaking the same words. But there's more medik than that. Rav David Feinstein says, he says, Bekol Ovi Vekol Imoy is at the beginning. They come along and they say, Kiel ish ben soira moira. It's a beautiful diuk. We're telling over a story. The story is, somebody had a ben soira moira. Why is a ben soira moira? Enenu shumea b'koil oviv b'koil imoy. He's not listening to his father or to his mother. There's a father and there's a mother. There's a father and there's a mother. Which means that ultimately there are two opinions. There's an oviv and there's an imoy. They're not, later on in the parasha he says, Enenu shumea b'koilenu. They come along and they say, we're united in this one. He's not listening to us. Finally, they got the message that they are speaking the same language. They're both coming as a united front and saying, we are not being listened to. Early on in the parasha, where you have a father, and there's a koil oviv, and there's a koil imoy, and the father's saying one thing, the mother's saying something else, that causes, later on in the parasha, he's not listening to us. That is what they agree upon. They realize that they've failed. There has to be a united front. There has to be a situation where parents agree. Behind the closed doors, they can disagree. And they can come to, they can ask if a third opinion as well from somebody else. But Father Chulman, because then there has to be straight. The Gemara says as well, they come along and they say, and they say to the people of the Zakenim of the city, Benenu ze Seira Meira. Benenu ze Seira Meira. What's Benenu ze? Ze always is a lotion of pointing. Ze Keli van Veyu. Ze Satira. It's a lotion of pointing. Ze. So the Gemara says, Laetimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim then they cannot make the child's not a ben soira meira. Benenu zeh, they're going to be able to point to the child, to positively identify the child and say, benenu zeh, this is the child. Benenu zeh, if they're blind, they can't become a ben soira meira. What's pshat behind that? So, I heard this Rabbi Lefmanik, he said that benenu zeh means that, and that's what they're trying to do in schools, and I hope you will not agree with me with this. Sorry. In schools, yeah, not the good schools, very much all children come in different shapes and sizes, different backgrounds, different religious affiliations, in as much of how from you are, and they try and package them. on a conveyor belt system, that it all come out with exactly the same package. They barcode them and off they go off the conveyor belt system. Poof. Next. All. One size fits all. Poof. Next one. Next one. Yeah, or,
that's
yeah.
That's wrong.
But
they have what's called differentiated instruction.
They should.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
they
sorry.
Should. They should. But the schools today, and for example, even at Baruch Hashem, I have a 22-year-old child and I have a 3-year-old child. And my 22 says, you know, when I was a kid, I could never get away with that. Yeah? And it's true. I've got a lot softer. Yeah? And, you know, my wife, when we first got married, we had 6 principals and no children. Now we have 6 children, no principals. Yeah, but that's fine. Yeah? And it's true. It's true. I have mellowed when I have, yeah? But there is a certain element that each child, you're right, you didn't get away with it, but that child needs to get away with it. That child, you have to turn a blind eye to that, because this is what every child is. A unique individual. Every child deserves. Every child deserves their own way of bringing them out and bringing out their koichos and dealing with their potential and sometimes with their struggles. So b'neinu zeh means you've got to be able to identify the child. You've got to be able to look into his character, to look into his strengths, to look into his potentials, to look into his failings, and see this child is different. B'neinu zeh, we're looking at this child, we're looking at this carefully. If you're not able to do that, if the parent can't say zeh, if the parent is not able to see who this child is and able to identify what this child needs, they cannot come along and say to the Beis Din, this child is ben Sayer Moira. Because don't point the blame at your child, point the blame at yourself. If you are not able to identify that point, this child's nothing wrong with the child, it's wrong with you. And therefore, b'neinu zeh means you've got to be able to identify the child, you've got to see each and every child with everything they need. Finally, in this parasha, see if you have another time for another one, I saw a very, very fascinating piece by Rabbi Abraham J. Twersky. And Rabbi Dr. Twersky, as you know, is a psychotherapist. He is a very, very well-known alcohol and drug rehabilitation expert, psychiatrist. He's a very, very smart man, and I give him tremendous credit that he has brought this to the foreground and changed the Haredi Dati view of psychology in a Torah-dig way, and he has an enormous, he has an incredible legacy to this. And he says something, and again, this is Droish v'kabel schar, which means that by no means is this something you just walk away with and say, okay, great, well, I heard that in, you know. This is a very, very dangerous message, but it's clear that the message is brought down this parasha. There are certain times, Rav Wanda Litzlan, that a child has reached stages where he's not listening. A child has reached stages where clearly he is being extremely disobedient, he's mixing with the wrong crowd, and at certain stages there's very, very little you can do to this child. To the extent that, no, you can try and punish him. He tried to punish him, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. There are certain stages where this child, Rachmana Litzlan, has to learn the hard way. It's called tough love. The child has to learn the hard way. There are certain stages where a child cannot be given the money to pay up the loan shark. The child cannot be given the money for Rahman al-San for the drugs. The child cannot be covered for. The police sometimes have to be called. The child is coming into the home and he's smashing up the home, you call the police. It's an incredibly sad thing. But the parents, when they're doing that, they're not being cruel. The parents, sometimes it's required on the parents' behalf to do that, because if they don't do that, all you're doing is allowing the child to cover him up for himself, and he'll either end up dead or in jail. There are certain stages where you have to cover for the child. The Gemara says, "V'chi ochal tatima boso." Yeah? Because he ate a tatima boso, why? So the Gemara says, "Yomos zakai val yomos chayiv." At this stage in time, he hasn't done so badly. You see, he's eating, but his behavior is such that he's not listening to any form of rebuke. He's not listening to any form of doing tshuva. He's completely wild. Then this child has no chance. Yomus zakai v'yomus chayiv. Allow him to die zakai. Do not allow him to die when he's murdered somebody. Now, obviously, taking it to the extreme, sometimes parents have to allow a child to find their own mistakes. Again, stages where it's beyond a child, beyond being, slightly disobedient. Talking about a child who's completely out of control. There's something, you have to take him and you have to allow the child, unfortunately, and not cover up for him, allow him to suffer his own consequences. If a parent, Rahman al-San, took a child into the hospital because he has gangrene in his leg, and they asked a doctor to operate, and doctor operated, these parents would be considered extremely brave and full of mercy. These parents are not parents who are Rahman al-San in any way cruel. Sometimes this parasha teaches us that in the end of the day, sometimes in Inshama Klein, you've got to allow a child to go through a tough love. It's a very, very difficult parasha. It's a very difficult parasha, but that's a parasha. So Dorish V'Kabel Schar teaches us an incredible amount we can learn from this parasha, just scratching the surface. Number one, Mensoira Moira, one with a hay, one with a vov, one without a vov. That sometimes the parents are at fault because they don't see faults in their children. They're not able to be objective and identify those faults. Also, we said that there was Bekoil Oviv over Koil Imoy. They've got to have a united front, and that's also later on it says Koil Oviv Koil Imoy Bekoil Leinu. There they are united. Also, we said that there was a Loshon of Beneinu Zeh. They've got to be able to identify with the child and see that he is different, and if you don't, you can't blame the child. What else did we say? The tough love, we just said now. And also we said, Koilenu. Koilenu means a child does not have to understand everything. A child's got to know sometimes, a parent is entitled to give an opinion even if you don't understand it. Even for you, it's a koil. It's a sound. You don't understand it. For you, you don't have to understand it. It doesn't have to be devouring. Parents know better. This is this week's parasha. And Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us all Siyata D'Shmaya. It's, I believe this generation, and I've spoken to many, many Machanchim, I believe this generation is probably the most difficult challenges individuals, children have today. It is far, far, far more difficult than it had in the past. Far more difficult. The distraction levels, the pressures on social media, on the challenges children have today, and the way the parents have to deal with them, I believe is incredibly, incredibly challenging. And one has to know sometimes children have to have authority, children don't have to understand everything. And Be'ez Hashem, 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 also have to Shema, Dorish, V'Kabel, Schar, which all have the Schar that we learn from this parasha.